produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Pastor George Emeka of South Africa, and the first assistant to our CEO and founder, Caleb Padgett. And you are listening to Victorious in Christ radio program with Dr. Ronald E. Rolfe Ministries.
Well, let me go into this word. I want to go to two books in the Bible, and I go ahead and give you the two books, and then I will give you the scriptures. I want to go to the book of Deuteronomy, and then the book of Exodus in the Old Testament. Find those books, the book of Deuteronomy and then the book of Exodus. From Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. And then from there, I will go to Exodus chapter 13, verses 20 through 22. But Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live.
Yes, sir.
Then verse 4 says, thou raiment wax not old upon thee, neither did thou foot swell these 40 years. Then the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verses 20 through 22. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. The Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way.
Yes, sir.
And by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. I want to share with you these few moments together. God will keep you in your wilderness.
Yes.
God will keep you in your wilderness. Well, sometimes the wilderness is unavoidable. It can come without warning. Nevertheless, we can be assured that God is still in control. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
Yes, sir.
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
Right.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Yes.
Cast down, but not destroyed. Yes, God will keep you in your wilderness. Well, number one, the reason I say God will keep you in your wilderness It's because it's recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
Yes.
And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
That's Jesus Christ making a promise to the disciples and to believers that he would be with us always, even unto the end of the world.
Yes.
So God is with you in your wilderness.
Yes.
The next thing is the wilderness has an expiration. Oh, you missed a good place to shout right there. The wilderness has an expiration. The Bible says in Psalms 27, verses 13 through 14. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Yes, your wilderness has an expiration. The worst trouble will last always. Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident in this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Then the third thing is, you will come out of your wilderness.
Yes,
I stand on holy ground as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ with the boldness of the Holy Ghost to let you know you will come out of your wilderness.
Yes.
The Bible says in 2 Peter 2 and 9, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But look at what God says about you in your wilderness, and God is with you in your wilderness. I just want you to understand that whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're wrestling with, whatever you're struggling with right now, I want you to be assured that God is with you in this.
Yes.
Look at the promises that we have of God. Look at what the psalmist says in Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
Yes.
And look at what verse 3 says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall also not wither, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. In other words, your wilderness won't last always. Your sickness won't last always. Your trial won't last always. Your financial setback won't last always. Because God will keep you in your wilderness. Well, Brother Preacher, what do I do while I'm in this wilderness? You're telling me that God is with me. You're telling me that God will never leave me nor forsake me. You tell me all how the word of God has reassured me that God is with me in my wilderness. What do I do, Brother Preacher, while I'm waiting on God to bring me out of this wilderness? Well, first of all, don't give up. You could be just one step and one prayer away from coming out. You could be one shout from coming out and having your exodus. So don't give up. Next thing is, keep on trusting God. Your faith will be your guide. Keep on trusting God. The Bible says it is better to have confidence in God than to trust in man. Keep on trusting in God. Why? Because the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Keep on trusting God, because Bible says that you can speak those things that be not as though they were. Speak a word over your life. Speak to yourself while you're in your wilderness. Bible said that David encouraged himself. David was in a wilderness, but he knew that God was with him. And I want you to know that even in your wilderness moment, you have to encourage yourself and speak to yourself. It's okay to speak to yourself. It's okay to talk to yourself. Just don't argue with yourself. When you speak to yourself, say, self, I know what God has done. When I look walk out the back door of my life. It was nobody but God that brought me out. Brought me out on yesteryear. Brought me out on yesterday. Brought me out, and he'll surely do it again. Because the same God that did it before, I know he will do it again. So now, keep persevering. Keep on persevering. Keep on keeping on. Keep on holding on. You got to hold on. I remember hearing the song saying, hey, y'all, how you been doing since you've been filled with the Holy Ghost? You got to keep on holding on. You got to hold on and don't turn loose. Because God is with you in your wilderness. And then in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. Hear what the man of God, Paul, leaves on record. Perhaps you remember the Apostle Paul. He is a man that has a tremendous testimony. And I'm sure if he were here today, he wouldn't mind me sharing his testimony with you. He would tell you that one day I was on the Damascus Road. I was in a wilderness situation. And there a light shined down from heaven and knocked me off my beast. Every now and then your wilderness will bring you to a point in life when it seems like you're flat on your back and you're down in the dust of the ground. And there he heard Jesus said, why dost thou persecute thou me? Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? He said, well, who are you, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus of Nazareth. He said, it's hard for you to kick against the priest. And ever since that day, Jesus began to use the man. Use him in a mighty way. Filled him with the Holy Ghost. Began to allow him to be a missionary. Telling him, I have need of you to be a witness for me. Not only in Jerusalem, but in Rome. And God began to use him. But wilderness after wilderness came in his life. They beat him and threw him in jail. But while he was in jail with his partner Silas, the Bible said that at midnight, that's a wilderness situation. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them, and God sent an earthquake. I want you to know in your wilderness, it'll be a rumble. It'll be a tumble. And God will do what he needs to do to bring you out of your wilderness. And then let me hurry on and finish this. The Bible says and lets me know that God continued to use Paul and brought him before the governor and brought him before his accusers. They locked him in prison again. And they wanted to set him free because when they began to talk with him, they said, Paul, much learning have made thou man. And he began to tell King Agrippa, I wish that thou were fully persuaded. In other words, you gotta know that you know that you know that you know. Ain't nobody God but God. And the Bible said, well, we want to set you free. He said, no, I will appeal my case to Caesar. But in the back of his mind, he remembered what Jesus told him. I want you to be a witness in Jerusalem and in Rome. They put him on a ship sailing to Rome. And there a storm came. And I want you to know that storms can come in your life. It can be a wilderness moment in your life. But Paul told him, be of good cheer. Stay on board this ship. Stay on board this ship. And the storm got worse. And it seems like that when you're in your wilderness, seems like times get trouble. And trouble gets time. And things get worse and worse and worse. And the ship began to break up. And Paul told him, well, while the ship is breaking up, he said, if you can swim, go ahead and swim the shore. And that's what you got to learn how to do. You got to learn how to tread the waters in the trials and tribulations. You got to learn how to tread the waters when sickness comes in your life. You got to learn how to tread the waters when waters come in your life. When the lightning is flashing, the thunder is rolling, and the wind is howling at the temple. You gotta learn how to tread the water. And then he told him, if you can't swim, just get a broken piece and make it on the broken piece.
you've done all you can. After you've done all you can. After you've gone through the hurdle. After you've gone through the pain, oh my. After you've gone through the storms. Hallelujah. Hey, after you've gone through the rain.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.